ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयामुदीरयत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, entitled The History of the Life of Ajamil, text number 53. Na hi kaschit kshanam api jatu tishtati akarmakrit कार्यते हि अवशः कर्म गुणैः स्वाभाविकैर्बलात् न हि कश्चित् क्षणमपि न हि कश्चित् क्षणमपि जातु तिष्ठत्य कामकृत् जातु तिष्ठत्य कामकृत् कायते हि वश कर्म कायते हि वश कर्म गुणाय स्वाभाविकैर्बलात्। He, indeed, kaschit, anyone, shanam, api, even for a moment, jatu, at any time, tishtati, remains, akarmakrit, without doing anything, karyate, he is caused to perform. He, indeed, avashaha, automatically, karma, fruitive activities, gunai, by the three modes of nature, svabhavikai, which are produced by his own tendencies in previous lives, balat, by force. Translation. Not a single living entity can remain unengaged even for a moment. One must act by his natural tendency according to the three modes of nature, because this natural tendency forcibly makes him work in a particular way. Responsibly, please repeat. Not a single living entity can remain unengaged even for a moment. One must act by his natural tendency according to the three modes of material nature, because this natural tendency forcibly makes him work in a particular way. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The swabhavika, or one's natural tendency, is the most important factor in action. Could someone answer the phone? One's natural tendency is to serve, because a living entity is an eternal servant of God. The living entity wants to serve, but because of his forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Lord, he serves under the modes of material nature and manufactures various modes of service, such as altruism, socialism, humanitarianism, etc. However, one should be enlightened in the tenets of Bhagavad Gita and accept the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that one give up all natural tendencies for material service under different names and take to the service of the Lord. One's original natural tendency is to act in Krishna consciousness, because one's real nature is spiritual. The duty of a human being is to understand that since he is essentially spirit, he must abide by the spiritual tendency and not be carried away by material tendencies. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore sung, Miche mayarva se yachave se kaccha habu duvu bhai. My dear brothers, you are being carried away by the waves of material energy and are suffering in many miserable conditions. Sometimes you are drowning in the waves of material nature, and sometimes you are tossed like a swimmer struggling in the ocean. As confirmed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this tendency to be battered by the waves of Maya can be changed to one's original natural tendency, which is spiritual. When the living entity comes to understand that he is eternally Krishna Dasa, a servant of God, Krishna. Jeev Krishna Das Avisvas Karlitar Dukkanai. If instead of serving Maya under different names, one turns his service attitude toward the Supreme Lord, he is then safe, and there is no more difficulty. If one returns to his original natural tendency in the human form of life by understanding the perfect knowledge given by Krishna himself in the Vedic literature, one's life is successful. Nahi kasyat chanam api jatu tisthatya karma krit karyate yavasa karma gunaya svabhavikar balat. Not a single living entity can remain unengaged even for a moment. One must act by his natural tendency according to the three modes of material nature, because this natural tendency forces him to work in a particular way. Because of our association with the modes of material nature in our previous life, we have got the present material body. Everything has been predetermined. The color of our hair, color of our eyes, the size of our body, the gender. And at the present moment, we are working in such a way as to create our next material body. We are experiencing the fruits of our purva karma now, and our reaction to those fruits is creating further karma. And in this way, we are traveling from one body to another, life after life, ad infinitum. In other words, the wheel or cycle or circle of birth and death is endless. We are essentially spiritual beings. We have nothing to do here in the material world. It is a wonder. Probably one of the more commonly asked questions by devotees and public alike is, if I sincerely want spiritual knowledge, or let's just say I want liberation, I want to get free from my suffering condition, why does God not facilitate that? Why instead am I dragged down? Why am I forced? But the fact is that it is we who choose, almost like a masochist who does so many things to inflict pain on his own self. A masochist is a person who enjoys pain. Somehow he has developed a very strange consciousness. And in the same way, due to ignorance, due to a long time in the material world without any other path, we have come to enjoy drinking our own blood, just like the camel chews thorns, the blood oozes from his tongue, it mixes with the thorns and creates a kind of chutney, and he enjoys that chutney. So we are also living in this material world, suffering in so many ways, and the opportunities that have been given to us in the human form of life so that we can get free are being frittered away. We're losing our opportunities. We can't see that one way or another, we are not the master. We're not the master of our fate or the captain of our destiny, as the poet would like us to believe. We are being forced to act, and here it is confirmed that no one can remain inactive even for a moment. Kshanam means very short period of time. So it would be nice if you could, you know, there's, I don't know, it's practically everywhere, it's not only here, but once Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture and the deity doors opened, and of course everybody bowed down. Offer respect to the deities, right? Krishna's there. So he then proceeded to tell them that darshan is, there's eye darshan and there's ear darshan. Of the two, ear darshan is superior. If you're already having ear darshan, if you're hearing about Krishna, then this is sufficient in the Eye Darshan program. In general, if someone is speaking and he has to stop, his train of thought is interrupted, or even otherwise, just the fact, once Bhaktisiddhanta was lecturing in Vrindavan and some sannyasis took a group of people to go for parikrama, it was announced in the morning. Bhaktisiddhanta would be speaking on Chaitanya Charitamrita, and some sannyasis would be going for temple darshan, temple hopping. So after they returned from their parikrama of the temples, Bhakti Siddhanta asked them, did you enjoy your eye darshan? That's where the phrase came from. He was indicating that it is very important to hear also. Sometimes things filter down in ISKCON. It takes a long time. Just like the same thing we're hearing over and over again, that my constitutional position is to serve Krishna. So why don't I just serve Krishna? I have to serve someone. They call that Sanatan Dharma. Srila Prabhupada's definition of Sanatan Dharma. Dharma means the essential quality of the human being is to render service to someone. If you don't serve this government, you'll have to serve that government. If you don't, you're serving your friends, you're serving your relatives. If you say, I'm not serving anyone, then you're serving your mind. And if you say, no, I don't even serve my mind, then you're serving time. Time says you get old, you get old. Time says you get diseased, you get diseased. You're being forced to act. You're serving, whether you like it or not, voluntarily or involuntarily, you're being forced to serve. So devotional service is that service which will bring you the ultimate happiness. It will bring you shreyas rather than prayas. Prayas will bring you some immediate gratification, and we're accustomed to that, but it doesn't bring lasting happiness, and it is fraught with so many miseries here in the material world. There are so many buy now, pay later plans. You can't always see how you're paying for your present sinful activities. But inevitably you cannot escape the laws of God. Krishna's eyes and ears are everywhere. He knows your heart. He knows everything about you. And if you act contrary to His design, then you're going to get some kind of a reaction. Now we're very fortunate. We're very, very fortunate that because we have been engaged somehow or other, we've come in contact with devotees who are engaging in devotional service, therefore we've got a little association and even perhaps a little attraction. Even if it's just shadow attraction, but we've got something. We're very, very fortunate. And there's no loss. We've put ourselves on the path in such a way that we're definitely going to achieve perfection sooner or later. There's another verse similar to this one in the Bhagavad Gita. The only difference is the last line, where there it says, Sarva Prakriti Jaya Gunaya. So in the purport, Prabhupada quotes that verse from the teachings of Vyasadeva, Narad Muni to Vyasadeva, where he says, Tyaktva Svadharmam Charanam Bhujamarer Bhajana Pakvota Patetato Yadi Yatra Klav Vavadram Budhamushu Kim Kovarta To Bhajatam Svadharmataha. If you give up all mundane activities and somehow get engagement under the guidance of a pure devotee of the Lord, if you get engagement in Krishna's service, that is your greatest benefit. You never lose from that. Even if you don't complete your devotional service, you've not lost. Whereas even if you engage in your swadharma or activities which are ordained for you because of your previous association with the modes of nature. Because of the body that you have, now you're acting in a certain way, and as a Brahmin, a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, or whatever, so you're following your nature. But if it's not Krishna conscious, then it's simply a waste of time. And Prabhupada used to quote that Christian verse, "What profiteth a man if he gains the whole world and loses his imperishable soul?" So there's definitely no loss. You have to act, and it's your decision how you are going to act. You cannot blame any other source for what you are going to do. You've been given independence. People always try to blame somebody else for the situation that they're in. It's a popular way of excusing oneself, that I am the way I am because of my genes. Genetic determinism. My grandfather was like that. My great-grandfather was like that. They used to get angry, lose their temper. That's the way I am. I can't help myself. You know, you blame it on your genes or on your grandparents. Or psychic determinism. Well, I was brought up in this family and these things happened. My parents laid a trip on me. And they influence me so heavy, and I can't, that's the way I am, I'm forced to be like that. Or environmental determinism, that's the way things are today, everybody does that, we all are like that. We try to find some scapegoat for our activities, but the real fact is that you are responsible for your own life. You're response-able. You're able to make your own response to what happens to you in your life. And you can choose to engage your time in Krishna's service, or you can choose to avoid Krishna's service. There's nothing in between. There's nothing like agnosticism, I don't believe, I don't disbelieve. Or skepticism, I don't know and nobody knows. You can say you don't know, but you can't say that nobody knows. You can say that you choose to disobey the laws of God, or you can say that you're disobeying the laws of God, but then you're going to be punished for that. You can't say that you're somewhere in between. You can't tell a judge that, "Your Honor, I don't agree with your laws, but I don't disagree with them, so you shouldn't punish me. Either you follow or you don't follow." They hear the same thing, but we're lucky in that once we have been engaged in Krishna's service, where the taste which comes from taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, here Prabhupada quotes this very nice bhajan by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The way to get out of this being tossed about in material nature is to accept that you're Krishna Das, you're Krishna's servant. And the taste which comes from that, even though it may be in a neophyte stage, it is so nice that you'll never forget it at any time. Even if someone falls down, even if someone falls away, even if someone goes to the other end of the universe, the other end of the spectrum in devotional service, he becomes a complete sinner again. But the effect of having tasted the nectar of the lotus feet of Mukunda, Smaran Mukundangri, Upaguhanam Punar, just remembering that the ecstasy of devotional service, eventually, this lifetime, next lifetime, or any lifetime, that very quickly, actually, one will be reinstated. So it is just more intelligent and logical to engage your life in service, which will take you in the direction of liberation, in the direction of pure devotional service. You have to work. You have to do something. Even trying to do nothing will bring you results. It's not possible to do nothing. Even the yogis, they try to stop the breathing, stop the mind, stop everything. They've understood that acting in the material world is the cause of suffering. Yehi sansparsa jabhoga dukkha yona evate. They've understood this is the birth, dukkha yoni, this is the birth of my suffering, the source of my suffering is my contact with the material world, so I'll withdraw. But it's not possible, because the active principle, the body's already dead, it's just a bag of mucus, bile, and air. It's really, the body is so abominable. It's nice when you're young, maybe, if you happen to have good karma. But as you get older, it really becomes a problem. But you're so invested in it. You're so attached to it. We don't have any other thing to do, and therefore we simply cry as we get older. Anxiety and fear. Old people are always troubled by impending old age and death. Because they have nothing to live for. They have no vision of life after death. They have no shelter of a Lord who will protect them from their karmic activities. At least Krishna again and again and again says that if you become my devotee, I promise you I will protect your devotional service, I will protect your life, I will reduce your karma, I will help you in so many ways. Krishna's constantly telling us. And he's proving it too in the lives of the devotees. There are so many testimonies of great devotees and even small devotees. Every devotee is a great devotee. But someone may not be recognized as a high-profile devotee. But even he's got a wonderful story to tell about how Krishna entered his life and protected him and gave him solace and gave him shelter. So it is simply much more intelligent to somehow or other organize your life in such a way that you get your roti, kapra, or makan, you get your japati, your house, or whatever, but the center of everything should be devotional service. Without that devotional service, srama eva hi kevalam. Whatever you achieve in life, it is simply, it's wasted. It's wasted with the end of this body, it's even wasted during this body. People ask that it's so hard. They think that some of the devotional principles are difficult to follow, but they're not difficult to follow. It's more difficult not to follow them. It's more difficult not to be a devotee, because someone who is not a devotee of the Lord, he may achieve, again, as I said, some immediate gratification, but he has no communication with anyone. He's completely alone in the universe, and he has no hope for anything better. It's just a fruitless way of living one's life. He doesn't have an idea of anything better. Simply, he's waiting to die. He's born, and he's waiting to die. And he has no idea what happens after. Here we're talking about the history of the life of a Jamil. And we can see from this history what does happen at the time of death and what advantage there is to engaging in devotional service, even if you do fail initially. Krishna will pick you up and help you to achieve perfection. So, in conclusion, you can't refrain from action, not even for a moment. And the only activity which is beneficial in this human form of life is devotional service. Even if you're successful materially, everything is a waste of your time. You're going to be tossed about in the material world. You're not the controller. But if you take shelter of Krishna, then you will be able to tolerate the miseries of material existence and achieve perfection, even in this lifetime. Karmana manasa gira jivan mukta suchate. So, are there any questions or comments? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.